Week two coaches show, Trent Kraxner here with you. Sending with Centralia head coach Roger Holthaus in his fifth year. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Elmer's Repair and Supply. And coach, a huge game last week at Rock Creek, tied 0-0 at halftime, just unable to overcome and lost 14-0 last week. What did you see from your guys last Friday?
I thought our kids played hard. We drove the ball from basically the 10 to the 10 most of the night, but just had a hard time putting it in the end zone. We got down to the 10. So, obviously, even though we didn't score, I didn't think we played as bad as people might think, because actually we did move the ball. We just couldn't finish. And then defensively, I thought we played well. And then in the fourth quarter, I just felt like we just ran out of gas and were on fumes. And, the effort was there. But when you have no juice left, it's hard to do what you want to do sometimes.
So overall, you just kind of mentioned it, encouraging night for the offense despite being held scoreless. And how do you think that can translate to another big matchup this Friday?
Well, I think, I think we just need to continue to do what we do and continue in practice on working those fundamentals, getting off the ball, blocking, staying locked on a block and tackling. And we just got to continue to do that stuff. And, I think if you continue to do that over and over and we get better at that, then I think we'll be just fine.
And, we're sitting here on Wednesday, and you go back and look at that film from last Friday. What's the most encouraging thing that you take away from your guys that they did really well?
They never quit. Because there's times during a game when things weren't going well, especially when you're not scoring. That kind of plays on your psych with the kids. And the thing was, in the fourth quarter, they broke a long run off, and one of our seniors chased him all the way down and made a tackle on the 10. Now they did end up scoring on the drive, but the point is, the kid never quit on that play, and then they hustled his backside off to get down to make a tackle around the 10. And so I just feel like them not quitting, it was hot. We got 12 kids playing, 11 kids playing basically the whole game. They're kind of platooning in there. They just never quit. So I was very, very pleased with that, and I hope that continues as we go forward.
It will be another big game on the road again this Friday for Centralia against a 3A power in Jefferson West, and we'll talk with Coach Holthaus right after this break. Back here again, locker room chat. Trent Kraxner sitting with Centralia Panthers head coach Roger Holthaus. It's brought to you by Community Healthcare System and Helena Agra Enterprise. And coach, another huge game this Friday on the road against a really good Jeff West team that likes to throw the football.
No, they like to throw it. They got a couple really, really, really good receivers. The quarterback is legit, about 6'2", 210. Can run the football, can throw the football. He can run it too. I don't think everybody knows he can throw it. The kid's a good runner. The quarterback, the receiver brothers, and we're going to have our hands full there. And I just think what the philosophy for us this week is going to be similar to what it was last week, is we have to control the line of scrimmage and control the football and have football in the opposite's hand. We want to try to limit Jeff West, and because they're very, very explosive, and one play it's touchdown with those guys. So we'll be very, very good this week.
Yeah, and they put up 41 points last week in the first half through a lot of touchdowns. And do you feel that playing a team like Rock Creek and kind of a similar explosive offensive team prepared you guys?
I think the two games together is going to prepare us for down the road. Rock Creek's just a little bit different than Jeff West, where Rock Creek was more spread out and kind of dink and dunk their way down the field. Jeff West is, they're going to take a shot down the field, and they're going to take a lot of shots down the field. They like a match that they see and try to get you one-on-one, and that's tough for us. But, I just still think, but you put the two together, I think it will benefit us going forward. So I'm hopefully it benefits us going forward.
And as you mentioned to me last week, it's doesn't matter the class. It's your 11 versus their 11. So from the offensive perspective, you know, is it, I know you guys like to run the football. Is it, hey, we're going to try and make this a low possession game and really drag it out, or are you going to try and match that explosive, or are you just going to stick to your guns?
No, we're not going to try to get in a shoot. We're not going to try to get in a shootout with them. I do know that. We're going to try to do what we do, and that's run the football. We're going to try to shorten the game down so that less possessions for them. I mean, last week, you know, perfect examples. Last week, we ran 60 plays. Rock Creek runs 32. So that's advantage us, you know what I'm saying? So we want to shorten that game down where the ball's in our hands, and when we get in a shootout, it's we're not going to win that shootout, I guarantee you that. So we're going to do what we do, and that's try to run the football, shorten the game down, and see what happens.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Best of luck this Friday, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.